Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Beis, a lag sameach, as they say, as the bonfires and the music are in full swing here in Eretz Yisrael. Happy lag BaOmer, and we're going to do what Rabbi Shimon would want of us, and that is learn the Heilige Torah in the schus of of Am Yisrael, and obviously the Tana Eloi Rabbi Shimon. We're here at the bottom of Ayin Aleph and Beis. Last thing we had just mentioned was the aspect of whether Priya or Mila, right? What exactly the Mila was when Bnei Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael in times of Yehoshua. So the assumption that the Gemara had made was that Bnei Yisrael were not Mahul, did not get a Bris Mila in the Midbar. And the Gemara now is going to question that, just clarify where we got that assumption from. So we're here. Two lines up, Ayin Aleph and Beis. Ubamidbar, my time, alo moho. What was the reason Bnei Yisrael didn't get a Mila, right? The kids, obviously, that were born. Why didn't they get a Mila in the Midbar? So, Ibai Zema, Mishum Chosha, the Orcha, and the Ibai Zema, Mishum Dolo, Noshiv, Lu, Ruach, Tzifonis. Two possibilities. Either because they were nervous about the journey, right? They were weak, literally means weak from the journey. It could be, according to some Rishonim, it's talking about that Bnei Yisrael basically did not know when they were going to have to travel, right? Al Pi Hashem Yachrov, Al Pi Hashem Yiso. I think it's the Ritva that writes that they were, again, if they would have a Bris Mila, Kosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden would tell them to pick up and leave, so right, that's dangerous to travel during that time. Or it could be Pashup Shad, that they were, that they had a serious travel schedule, and they were not able to, they were nervous that they would get sick because of that. The other possibility is because, very interesting, right, that the Ruach Tzifonis, the northern wind, Rashi says, right, apparently that's the northern wind that allows the sun to come through, and the sun obviously has healing properties, as we see by Yaakov Avinu, that the sun came out and healed him from his fight with Esau's angel. So again, apparently there was no northern wind to enable the sun to come and heal. The Tanya Zalanda Bicycle, also Narbain Shush, Ayu Yisrob Midbar, Lunash for Lenruch Tzonis, right, as the Bicycle says, right, there was no northern wind. The Gemara just says, my time, why not? So the Gemara says, again, two possibilities. Ibo Yisema Mishun Nizufan Hayu, Ibo Yisema Mishun Dul Nivdor Anane Hakavu. Either were two reasons. Either because they were Nizufim, they were Mechutzufim, right? They had worshipped Egel Azav, so Kosh Baruch was upset at them. Or because they didn't want that the northern wind would kind of blow away the Anane Hakavu. Obviously, they wanted to have that. So Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, you ask Akasha, why couldn't Hashem just do a nace to keep the Anane Hakavu there? Okay, right. Inichan, I'm answering the question. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, Hilgach, Yoma de Eva, Yoma de Shuz, Olo Malin Bey. Fascinating, says Rav Papa. Therefore, if you have a cloudy day or a very windy day coming from the south, right? The south is opposite of the north. Apparently, the south was a serious, dangerous wind. So then, we don't do a mila, right? V'lom v'sochrinan bay, and also back in the day they used to do bloodletting, right? That was considered to be healthy. So we don't do bloodletting because apparently there is no. You're lacking the healing properties there. Says fascinating that now that everybody does it, right? No, does you know anybody who cares about this? Now that nobody cares, right? So then Shomer Pesachim Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu protects people who are simple, who don't know any better. Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. I remember they were applying this pasuk a lot during Corona, right? They said Shomer Pesachim Hashem, right? You don't know, right? You're not sure. Okay, whatever. But that's it's fascinating. Nobody Bechol is careful for this, and apparently Kosh Baruch Hu protects us, even though we don't know any better. Okay. Tana Rabbana with another rabbi. So, Vayter. Kol Asa Navarim Shayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar Lo Hayu Lahem Yom Shalonash Bavaruch Tzvonis Bechatzei Laila. They said this Bryce says actually that the northern wind blew every day during the Midbar, but it blew at night. It blew at midnight. Shenamar v'ayi v'chasei alayla v'ashem yikach chol b'chor. Where says my Talmud? Where do you get that from the pasuk? So kamash malan the eis rotzon milsei that that was the eis rotzon that at midnight right that was the eis rotzon. So apparently right with the northern wind, which is a type of like a mercy, the type of rotzon, right, the type of Kosh Baruch Hu taking care of us. Right, so at midnight was when Kosh Baruch Hu killed all the firstborn and passed over us and took care of us. So you see that's an eis rotzon for Am Yisrael. Rashi over here quotes, I guess it's a famous Rashi, I don't know, a famous Maisa, that David used to use the northern wind to wake him up at midnight to allow him to go learn, right? The wind, right? Rashi here quotes that David would have the harp hanging by the window, right? When the ruach wind, the northern wind would come, it would blow, and then David would wake up, and then he would learn Torah all night. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Dvar Torah, Mashuch Ochel Betruma, Midivrayim Gazru Alav Mepeshin Yerikarel. So now Gemara is going to say, this is pretty much the topic we'll take to the end of the daf, that Rav Huna says, Rashi says, Vekasa Es Ha'atara. If a person redoes his bris milah, well, it's not a person redoes his bris milah. Takes, obviously, take off a foreskin, but he takes part of the skin and peels it back over. That famously, as we'll mention in today's Gemara, that the Romans used to make the Jews do that to kind of redo their foreskin, because the Romans would walk around right nakedly and naked, and then that was like a sign of, I guess, great pride. I'm not sure why, but that's someone who redoes his mila, a mashuch bar loso. So if he redoes his bris mila, meaning he undoes his bris mila, so he's allowed to eat truma, but the rabbanan, no, because he looks like an oral. So basically, of course, is one second. Mizumini, so it's mutter from the truma midaraisa, but not midarabanan. Again, our parak started that an orel is not allowed to eat truma. So someone who is mashuch bar loso, someone who redoes or undoes his bris mila, right? Taklis, he did have a bris mila, so he's not halakhli an orel, but midarabanan, but he is in fact not allowed to eat truma. So of course, it's meisrei mashuch tzarich rimol. Of course, it's one second. The Braisa says that if a person rachmal tzan does this, right, is mashuch bar loso, he undoes his bris mila, he needs to have a mila. That's what the Gemara says. So apparently you see that he's considered to be an Arel. So Gemara says, Midrabanan. Now that's a Dindirabanan. So Gemara says, Karmile, my Karile. The Gemara says, yeah, that's a good point, because it must be Midrabanan. The guy who asked the Shaila, right, who asked the Mesve, what was he thinking, right? It's obviously Midrabanan, because what does the Braisa say? Hatzorach Katani. It says that you need to do Amila. Now, you might think that sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, but actually that sounds like it's a din d'rabanan. Why? Because if it was d'oraisa, it would have said mashuch harehu orel, and it would have defined his status. It wouldn't say, he needs to do this. Meaning midrabanan, we say that a person needs to take a course of action. But midoraisa, if he was an orel midoraisa, it would have defined him, the braisa would have defined him as an orel. So here we see that he's not an RL, and really he just has to do the Mila, again, Midrabanan. So what was the Shaila? What was he even thinking? Score says, Katayim is Seifa. Really, he was thinking about the Seifa, because Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the second part of that verse, says, Lo Yimon Pnesh Zakani Hilo, that a Mashach Bar Loso shouldn't do a Mila again, because that's dangerous. And Amulo, they said back then, Below Harbe Malo, we may have been Gusiva, Valido Banim Uvanos. And a lot of people, he said, what do you mean? A lot of people got a bris in the days of Ben Kuziva, that Ben Kuziva is Bar Kokhva. That was, again, as Rashi says over here, where we mentioned, we were going to point it out, that the Romans made the Jews do Mashuch Malchama to redo their Mila. And now when we say that the Jews did a Mila in the days of Bar Kokhva, it means they did a second Mila on themselves, because they had pulled over, right, the foreskin or whatever again, and then they did another Mila. They did a second Mila, and they had many kids afterwards. I mean, it wasn't dangerous. Shneimer's book says, Himol Yimol, Afilu Mei Apanim. They have to do a bris Mila, or even 100 times if you have to. Ve'omer, and the Pasuk also says, Esper Si'efar, that the Rabbis is a Mashuch, that if you don't have a bris Mila, you've violated the covenant, right, you violated the bris, and including someone who is a Mashuch Bar Lazo. So the Gemara says, one second, I don't know, why didn't he both Psukim? Right, my Ve'omer. So the Gemara explains, Ve'chite Mahai Himol Yimol Rabbon Tzitzimak Ve'mila. That's the answer. Sorry, meaning, what do you need the second pasuk for? Because if you'll just tell me that Himol Yimol is the Rabbos Tzitzin Hamakfer Samila, that's only coming, that teaches me that you have to include all of the other strands of skin or whatever. So Tashma, I'll prove to you that Esper Si'ei Far, the Rabbos Tzitzin Mashuch, that pasuk also tells me that a Mashuch Bar Loso, someone who undoes his Orla, right, needs to get a bris mila again. So who's Sovar? So Gemara now answers, one second. Who saw her? Meaning, what was the? Why did he even bring this shaila? It seems like it's the rabbanan. So who saw her? Midukanasiv like shas kra. It seems that since he quoted a pasuk, Well, since we quoted Psukim in this brisa, that was, he made a mistake in this seifa. Then again, you have the pasuk we just quoted, right? Himol himol, and it's per se afar. So he thought there raisa. He thought it was there raisa. But lohi midrabanan, really, it's only midrabanan ukras machta ba'alma. But really, it's only just using this as a prop to back up the midrabanan. But really, it's only the midrabanan. Okay. Now again, as we said, right, a mashuch bar loso is in fact midaraisa allowed to eat truma, but midrabanan he is not. So meisa, I ask you cash on that. So tumtum. Ein ochel b'truma, but a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma. Nashim v'avadiv ochlam, and again his wife and his slaves, they are allowed to. Mashach v'nola b'shu mahol. Yeah, someone who's a mashach bar lasso, and or the kid had a, maybe was born mahol. They're ein ochlam. They are allowed to eat truma. Here we go. Right, that's exactly our kasha. Androgynous ochel b'truma, ve'ein ochel b'kachim. Androgynous is not allowed. You know, androgynous has both. Right, that's not the tumtum has. We're not sure. That's a suffix, and androgynous has both. So ain't ochel b'kachim. He's allowed to eat truma, but not kachim. Tumtum ain't ochel b'truma, but not b'kachim. Tumtum is not allowed to eat either one. Katani miyas. But what do we say? Mashach v'nolam kishu mahol elu ochlin. Right. So tiyufta the ravuna tiyufta. Right. That's against ravuna. So apparently a mashach, someone who's mashach bar also someone who undoes his mila is in fact allowed to eat truma. Okay. Right. Amar Mar. Mar said again. We mentioned the brayse that tumtum ain't ochel b'truma nashim avadav ochlin. So the Gemara just says that nashav the tumtum minale. So what is a tumtum? Again, a tumtum is someone who is, we're unsure whether he's male or female. He has some sort of skin or some sort of something covering, right, his private area. So we don't know what. So what, how does this guy get married? Right, meaning how in the world does that work? Right, again, as the Gemara is going to say, he lived with the Kaddish. If you'll tell me that he said Harei Mekudeshesli, he tried to get married to her. So the Tanya, as we learned the Raisa, the Tumtum Shekidish Kedash Kedushin, and this Kaddish Kedash Kedushin, and that works. So Amar Damar Lechumra, Lekula Miyamrina. So we don't say that they're fully married Lekula to tell me that she's now allowed to eat Truma. That's only Lechumra, meaning just to be Machmir, right, that he's not allowed to marry his sister, etc., right, that we extend that Raios to their family. But it's a suffix, right? We don't know. Right, what the real halacha is, and we're not going to be mekel here because they're married. As we said, safek isha hu, right? Ve'in isha miskadesh is isha. Right, there is no such thing as a woman marrying a woman. Right, safek isha hu. This tumtum is a safek male, safek female, and if he's a female, there's no tfisas kiddushin. So how can you say that he gets married? So Rabbi Kishu beitzav nikaris mebuchutz. Rabbi my noshav. Oh, sorry. Rabbi says that when his testicles are can be seen from the outside, so we see that he is taka a male. But obviously his aver is covered by some sort of skin or some sort of sac or whatever, some sort of membrane, and so therefore obviously he's not it doesn't have a bris mila. So but we know that he's a male, so we know that the kedushin works. Rava Amar my noshav imo. This is we're not actually talking about his wife. We're talking about his mother. This guy says, Imo, well, Pshita, that's obvious. Now, obviously, she's allowed to eat truma, if she's married to a kohen, right? Or she herself is a bas kohen, married to a kohen. So, Amavad thinks the guy says, you might have thought, molid machil, she'in molid lo'inu machil. You might have thought that a child, again, that the halacha is that if a bas yishol marries a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. If he dies, so then she is still allowed to eat truma if they have children. So you might have thought that only a child that can have more children will allow her to continue eating truma, but kamash malan. Therefore, that even a tumtum, right, is going to allow this woman, this bas yisrael, to eat truma even after her husband passes away. Toshma, I'll bring you a proof again, one way or another. I think it's like a bayi. Remember, yeah, like a bayi. Yeah, tumtum eno ocha lo b'truma v'lebkachim. The second part of that brisa, which we said at the end, if you remember, that a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma or kachim. So bishlam allowed by a, again. Now it says it twice. It says that the tumtum cannot eat truma twice. So bishlam allowed by a itana resha arel vaday v'katani seifa sofik arel. Now the first time we said a tumtum, that's for sure, he's a vaday arel. Again, what did Abaye say? Because he said that the cases where you know he's a male, just you can see his beats and his testicles outside, but you know he's not, and you know that the aver is not circumcised because it's inside, some sort of whatever. So that's the first mention of the tumtum, and the second one is a suffix where it's the skin is covering everything, and so you have no idea, right, what he is. So then that, you have to tell me that type of RL is also not allowed to eat truma. So the El Rava, but according to Rava, who says that the first case we're talking about, right, both cases we're talking about a case where his aver is covered, or his private area is covered completely. So tumtum the safe alamali. So what's the tumtum? What's the two tumtums? As Gemara says, my tumtum orel. So really, the second tumtum according to Rava means a regular orel, a regular guy who does not have a bris milah. So Gemara says, what do you mean? The tumtum is not allowed to eat truma because he's a safek orel. So if you're telling me that the safek orel can't eat truma, why would you need to tell me that a regular orel is not allowed to eat truma? We know that's obvious. So Gemara says, my time, Gemara. The Gemara says, no. The reason a tumtum is, the Gemara is just trying to explain why a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma, because he's a suffix orel, and an orel is not allowed to eat truma. So it's not that one, it's not a two-step brisa, it's just explaining the halacha of orel, right? as follows, right? Ma tam tumtum eno ocha v'truma mipnei she suffix orel hu, right? Meaning, just like a tumtum, what is the reason why a tumtum is not allowed to eat truma? Because he's a safek arel. Arel in a okal abutruma v'lo b'kachim, and that's the reason. Meaning, if you're a safek arel, right, arel is not allowed to eat truma, so therefore we're not going to allow this tumtum to eat truma. Okay. Now, the Gemara says lema l'tanai. Now, this is a little bit, right, going back previously, where Rashi does a big favor here, because when you first learn this stuff, you're almost like, Tumtum Lema Katanai, so Rashi says no. If you look at Lema Katanai, second last line of Rashi, so he says, Milsad Rav Huna, meaning Rav Huna's statement that Mashuch Bar Lasso is not allowed to eat Truma, Midrabanan, right, we got rid of that, but Midrabanan, that's actually Machlokas Tanai, right, Ihavi Mashuch Midaraisa Midrabanan. Right, whether it's Daraisa or Dirabana, it's actually a Machokas Tanoi. So, let's say it's a Machokas Tanoi. The Mashuch, right, Vinolek Shumol, okay, whatever, we grouped those together before, but either way, the Mashuch is what we're concerned about. A Mashuch, someone who undoes his Mila, the Gershon is Gag Shumol, or a Ger that converted when he had his Mila, the Katan Shavar's Mano, or a Katan that passed the time, meaning a kid who was, right, missed the 8-day mark, Bishar calling him olim, and anybody else who has to get a bris milah, lasui misha yesh lo shter arolos, meaning referring to someone who has two foreskins for whatever reason, in a nimolim alabayom, they can only get a bris milah during the day. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that no, bismano, if you're doing it on the 8th day, so then nimolim alabayom, then it has to be during the day. Bishalob bismano, but if it's after the 8th day, so then nimolim bebeyom bebelayla. Like you're doing either one, right? You do it at the first possible time. So Gemara says, "My love, welcome. What's the machlokas?" Right? It seems like this is our issue. The Marsavar Mashuk Daraisa. Right? One says that the Tanakamu says that the Mashuk is Daraisa, so therefore you got to do it during the day. Right? That's a pasuk. Right? You do it during the day. Marsavar Mashuk Darabanan. And Kosh realizes very Rishimon. Right? Someone who needs to get a second bris mila. Someone who undid his mila and needs another one. So that's a din derabanan, so that you don't need to do it necessarily during the day. So the Gemara says, "But tizvra." Gemara says, "One second, does that make any sense?" Right? Right? What do you mean? That, remember all those cases we quoted before? Right? One of those cases was a katan who passed, right, who missed the 8th day. Now you need the bris milah. That's a mitzvah derabanan. What do you mean? That's not a mitzvah derabanan. Right? Really, that's a mitzvah deraisa. Right, obviously you got to give a kid a milah, right? Even if he misses the 8th day. So elo the kuli alma mashuk mi derabanan. Really, no. Everybody holds that the machlok. That's not the machlokas. Whether it's deraisa derabanan, everybody holds that the mashuk is mi derabanan. And as Rav Huna said, ve katan she avers mano deraisa. And obviously, a katan that past the 8th day is a chiyuv mi deraisa. Ve achkam efugin. The machlokas in our braisa is not our point whether a mashuk is mi deraisa or mi derabanan. Right? Rather, it's marsover darshin nuvayom. Right? Marsover lo darshin nuvayom. Right? Whether we darshin out this pasuk, right? Uvayom. Right, and whether you require, meaning exactly our issue, whether a mila after the 8th day can happen during the day and at night, or just during the day. And again, the bayom hashmini, right? You have to do it on the 8th day. And do we darshan that anything afterwards also has to be done? Any mila afterwards also has to be done on the 8th day. Right? And the question is whether you darshan that uvayom. Just like Rabbi Yochanan was darshaning, right, similarly, Rabbi Yochanan was darshaning, nosar bismano, if you're going to have nosar bismano, if you're going to be burning nosar bisman, so in a nisraf el bayom, that has to be done during the day. Shalom bismano, but if you're burning nosar after the time, meaning if you didn't burn Nosar, right? Again, Nosar is leftover korbanos that left too long. See, the mitzvah is to burn them. So if you miss the time to burn them, so then Nisar ben Be'ogim Belayla, you can do it whenever. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, as we'll see, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, right? Asked Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Ein le ela nimol l'shmini she'in nimol el beyo. Right? Minayin l'rabas, l'tisha l'asar, l'achadusar, sh'nemasar. How do you know? Meaning, he has to follow, meaning he quoted a brisa. I mean, the pasuk says that you do a bris mila on the 8th, right? So you know that only the 8th has to be done during the day. How do you know any subsequent day has to be also during the day? Tam alom or uvayom, right? During the day, right? If you lamad amar delo darish vav, right? Even if you tell me that the guy who doesn't darshan out the vav, right? That uvayom, so vav hey darish for sure, right? He holds that when you have a vav and a hey, he will darshan that out. And what's the pasuk by Nosar? It says ve ha Nosar. So apparently, even if you're telling me if I'm a chokas by bris mila, everybody agrees that Nosar has to be burned during the day, right? As opposed to bris mila, where you can have a machokas whether you darshan the vav in uvayom, and to tell me that it applies even after the 8th day. But everybody would agree that when you have a vav and a hay, right, that you should only burn the nosar during the day. You can darshan both those things out. So Gemara says, Ishtik, say Rabbi Yochanan, thought that was a pretty good kasha, and it was quiet. And Basu Dinafak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Reisi, Leben Pidas, She Yoshev, Deresh Kemosha, Mepia Gvura. This Rabbi Lazar Ben Pidas is darshaning like Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing. So Reish Lakish said, no, Didehi, Masnisahi. That's not his shita. Wait, that is a brisa, that is a mishnah. So Yochanan said, what do you mean, what brisa? So he said back to him, B'taras Kohanim. Wait, that's right. That's a collection of statements of Amoraim, or I guess Tanayim, right? Then about Parshas Sefer Vayikra, Torah, quoted all the time. Rashi quotes Taras Kohanim all the time. Right, so it's I think it's like okay, yes. Anyways, enough like tonight, B'tlasa Yomei V'Savra B'tlasa Yarchi. So Yochanan went out and learned it in 3 days, and then he understood it right in 3 months. Apparently he chazered. Okay, very good. Now, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Orel Shehiza. Right, again, we mentioned that an Orel is allowed to have Mechatas on him, even though an Orel, right, is technically, right, has different halachic issues, but he is allowed to get the Mechatas, the Paraduma, sprinkled on him, right, when he's Tameh. So he's even allowed to do the sprinkling. Hazasok Shera, meaning Orel Shehiza, Hazasok Kshira, he's allowed to do the sprinkling. Meaning to have it full yom, sh'av al-bisha asr b'truma, v'kashir v'paro. Just like it's full yom, right? Just like someone who's waiting for sundown, right, after he went to the mikvah, right? So he's waiting for Harif Shemesh, right? So even though he's not allowed to eat truma, but he is allowed, right, to do whatever is necessary for the paraduma. If you remember, they actually took a tful yom specifically to get rid of the tzedukim. Okay, fine, so that's, you learn it from that. The Gemara says, one second, but tful yom is different than someone who's an RL. Right? Ma'al tful yom, shekein mutter b'meiser. Right? He's allowed to eat meiser, this is meiser sheni, which an RL is not allowed to. The Gemara says, when atu anon l'achil kamirin. He says, yeah, but he's not eating the paraduma. Right? Oh, the negia kamirin. We're talking about touching. Right? Ma'al tful yom, sh'asr b'negia b'truma, mutter b'para. RL sh'mutter b'negia, you know, then, sh'mutter b'para. Right? So you could still draw the same parallel. Right? Tful yom is not allowed to touch truma because he's tameh. But he's still allowed to do the paraduma, so too, so an RL. Right? He is allowed to touch, certainly he's allowed to touch truma, right? So certainly he's allowed to do the paraduma. And Tanya Mehaki, we also learned that, right? So RL Shehiza has also Kshira. Sure enough, right, an RL is allowed to do the sprinkling for the paraduma. Umaisa Shahaya, right? It's a story. Vekshu Chacham has also, right? Sure enough, it happened, and the Chacham said, it was fine. Mesve, hold on, ask you Kasha. Tumtum Shekidesh, Kidishaso, Kidusho Pasul. If a Tumtum, now this is not Kidisha woman, this is already, he did the Mechatas. He was a Mechadish, the Mechatas, the Paraduma waters. So that's no good. Because Mipaneshu is Safik Arel. Varel Pasur Kadesh, right? Apparently, you see, because the Tumtum is a Safik Arel, and the Arel is not allowed to deal with the Paraduma. If androgynous Shekidesh, if it's androgynous who's both, right, Kidesho Kasher, that works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af androgynous Shekidesh Kidesho Psulim, Mipnesh Safik Isha, Visha Psul Vakadesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, androgynous is Safik Isha and he's Pasul, but Katani Mias, Arol Vasafik, Arol Pasul Min Vakadesh. Again, what's the whole point over here? Apparently, we're saying in this price that a Tumtum is not allowed to because he's a Safik Arol. They're not allowed to do anything with the Paraduma. So Rav Yosef, hi Tana, Tana de Rabbi Kiva. Right, that's from Tana, different Tana, Tana de Rabbi Kiva. Right, he includes, right, an Orel like a Tame. Tanya is one of the Rabbis, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Ish, Ish, the Rabbis are Orel. Right, he includes ish to include an RL, meaning to include against eating truma. So therefore, if he's an RL, he's not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to handle kachim, right? He's also not allowed to deal with the para aduma. Okay, we'll call it here, and have a great Lag BaOmer, and a wonderful day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.